This is an executive summary of state-specific 1031 rules, California clawback and more, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. A 1031 exchange defers federal tax uniformly across the country, but the states are a patchwork. Most conform to the federal deferral, but the rates they'd otherwise charge, the reporting they require, and, most importantly, the clawback provisions some impose can meaningfully affect a cross-state exchange. California is the headline example. It requires annual reporting of deferred gains on out-of-state replacements and will tax that gain when the replacement is eventually sold, clawing back the tax it deferred. For an investor moving capital across state lines, understanding these state-level rules is essential, because a flawless federal exchange can still produce an unexpected state tax bill down the road if the clawback and reporting rules are ignored. This guide explains why state rules matter, how California's clawback works, which other states have similar provisions, the no-income tax states, and how to plan accordingly. The federal 1031 rules, the deadlines, the qualified intermediary requirement, the like-kind standard, are set by the Internal Revenue Code and apply identically in every state. But income tax is also levied at the state level, and how each state treats a 1031 exchange varies. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.